CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
Besides enjoying an afternoon ride in the fresh air, you can give yourself an historical tour. The route on Scotia Street hums with history. The winding street takes riders back as they ride over the ground of the Lord Selkirk settlement that occurred in the early 1800s. You may want to start your ride at one of the oldest churches in Winnipeg. St. John's Cathedral, which was built in 1822, is surrounded by a cemetery that has many of the founding families of Winnipeg and Manitoba buried in it. There's Margaret Scott, James Thompson, Lucy Franks, and John Inkster. The next site is a beautiful brown home at 125 Scotia Street, which was owned by one of the brains behind the Manhattan Project, Dr. Louis Slotin. Slotin performed experiments with uranium and plutonium cores to determine the critical mass values. Further down the route, you can get a glimpse of Marymount, formerly known as the St. Agnes Priory, at 442 Scotia Street. The three-story building was run by the Sisters of Our Lady of Charity and accommodated girls who passed through the city's juvenile court system. Just around the corner, you can land at Kildonan Park and hear parts of any Rainbow Stage production. For more information on Winnipeg's Sunday holiday bike routes, visit winnipeg.ca. This is Christina Hrenik.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.